Let's break down the word authority or higher powers that you might have in your translation, shall we? In the Greek, it is Strong's 1849, exousia. Exousia. Those of you who have your Palm Pilots with your Strongs, you can look it up at this time. Some of you do. Exousia, Strong's 1849. Let me give you the definitions that you find in Strong's for this. Power of choice, liberty, or of doing as one pleases. Leave or permission, similar to the military use of the term. If you are granted leave, you're granted permission to depart, as opposed to being AWOL. Physical and mental power. Obviously, I'm limited in this capacity of authority right now. The ability or strength with which one is endued, which he either possesses or exercises, the power of authority, which is influence, and of the right, and of right, or privilege, and the power of him whose will and commands must be submitted to by others and obeyed. These are the definitions of the higher power or authority that you see in the first verse of Romans chapter 13. Exousia, the Greek word exousia. Interestingly enough, exousia is not a root word in and of itself. In fact, the word exousia comes from exousti. Exousti, which is Strong's 1832. That is the root word, if you will, of exousia. This word's definition is, it is lawful. So, the root word for higher power or authority is the word in Greek, which means it is lawful. Therefore, to be authority or be power, higher power, it must, according to the Greek that we see here, it must be lawful. It must be lawful. This is simply a study, a word study of the Greek. Very often we take this this verse, Romans chapter 13, 1, and people will say, well, what does authority mean? And you will give them a definition of what you think authority means. Well, authority is whatever God says is authority. Well, you know, people could take that as your personal opinion, couldn't they? They could say that's your personal opinion. We are not dealing with personal opinion here. We are doing a word study of the Greek. According to the Greek, the word authority is rooted in the word, it is lawful. Now, the word, it is lawful, is a third-person singular present indicative of a compound word. Okay, spit that back to me right now. No, okay. Well, actually, it's a compound word of two other words. I've given you the Strong's numbers here, 1537 and 1510. This will be on the final exam. I hope you're taking notes. So this word is a compound word. It is lawful is a compound word, X. That's pretty subtle, isn't it? Primary preposition denoting origin, the point whence action or motion proceeds. That is what that word means. Where does something come from? Where does it originate? And the other word is imi, imi. And this is a first-person singular present indicative of a prolonged form of a primary and defective verb. You knew that. Its definition is to be, to exist, to happen, to be present, and very often coupled with 1473 and rendered as I am. In other words, I exist, I am, I exist, to be, or not to be. That, I guess that's the question. So if we take this word, it is lawful, down to its compound origin, it literally means originating from I am. Now this is interesting. We have just broken down this Greek word two levels and have determined that according to Romans 13:1, the word for authority in Greek means it is lawful. And for it to be lawful, according to the Greek, it must originate from I am. No opinion involved, simply a study of the Greek words. Therefore, if something presents itself to be authority and does not originate from I am, and of course, who is I am? Then it is not, by the definition of the Greek words as found in Romans 13:1, it is not what? It is not lawful. And if it is not lawful, it is not what? Authority. No opinions involved here. This is simply a Greek study. You can show these words and this Strong concordance references to any minister anywhere. And they are there.